Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to talk about why cash is king. And no, I'm not talking about the late Johnny Cash, although he was very good. No, I'm talking about the stuff that you have in your wallet, or at least that you used to have in your wallet pre-COVID, cash. And what prompted this was I saw a clip, I'm going to play it to you, of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit ambivalent about DeSantis, but I have to say he does mostly say all the right things. And this is really quite instructive because he is clearly savvy to the plan that's underway to essentially introduce a digital currency and essentially remove cash. So listen, first of all, it's going to last for about 60 seconds. Listen to Ron DeSantis explaining the problem and what needs to happen.
Ultimately, cash is king. I mean, if you can hold it in your hand, you have power over that. The minute it's all digitized, somebody else is going to have control over that. And it's just a question of, are they going to let you live your life? Are they going to decide to do things to circumvent what you want to do? And think about what we've already seen in Canada. You remember when the truckers were protesting the vax mandates, you know, they had banks. Some of the government seized some of froze some of their banks. You had charities that were trying to help these guys, and that was frozen. So we've already seen government really overstep its bounds as it is in the banking situation and financial sector that we have now. Can you imagine if we went to something like a central bank digital currency? So I'm glad that we're at the tip of the spear on this. I think it's really important that states stand up to fight back against some of the things that are going on. Well, most of the things that are going on right now in Washington, because they don't have your best interests at heart. They have their own power at heart. They have their own agenda that they're looking to advance. And so I think this will be great legislation. I look forward. We're already talking to the leaders in the legislature. I think this is something that is going to happen. And I look forward to being able to sign it into law later this year. Okay.
So there you have it, my friends. Ron DeSantis saying that he will expressly forbid the introduction and use of CBDCs in Florida. And I think that is absolutely the sort of leadership that we need to be seeing from potentially an aspiring presidential candidate, which DeSantis most definitely is. Now, I like to see Trump come out and echo this. What we need to do is we need to preserve cash. And what Ron DeSantis said is right there. This is all about power and control. If you remove cash and everything's a CBDC or some form of CBDC, then that means the awful reality is that the bank, in this case, it'll be central banks who will control it. They can decide if you can spend your money, what you can spend your money on, when you can spend your money, how often you should spend everything, even what you spend it on. Oh, we don't want you subscribing to the David Vance podcast channel, so we'll not allow that transaction, for example. This is the way it will work. And they are very, very, I mean, it's pretty clear that central bank digital currencies are going to be another one of their plans to control us. And whilst in principle, you would have to say, well, look, we all tap with our cards, or lots of people tap with their cards, and we use credit cards and all of that. Yes, but that's not centralized, and it's not controlled in the way that a CBDC would be controlled. That's the difference. CBDCs are, if implemented, give complete control to the government. Complete control to the government. And if you think about if the governments themselves are then controlled, let's say, by the likes of the WEF, then that means everything financially is controlled. So the whole financial system, it's not just gamed. I mean, that happens as well. We know that at the moment, but it's controlled ruthlessly. And what your access to your own financial assets could be restricted if you think the wrong thing. Or, for example, oh, so Mr. Vance, you refuse to take a vaccine. Yep, that's right. sorry, Mr. Vance, you just can't have access to your credit for the time, your cash for, or your money for the time being. Sorry. Sorry about that. But don't worry. If you go and get your vaccine and show us evidence that you've done that, then you can get access to your own cash again. Can you see how this one works? And that's why we go on about it. I think on this one, we are absolutely right. They want to introduce central bank digital currency. A lot of people will say, well, what's wrong with that? It's going to be so handy. I don't have to worry, you know, don't have to worry about anything. I can't be robbed. You know, I don't have to. It's at the end of the day, is it any different to tapping? And you see, people who think like that need to be woken up to the realities, because yes, it's very convenient. But then by the same token, if you're in a prison, it's very convenient to go and get your breakfast. You just go downstairs to the canteen and your breakfast is there. It's very convenient. Oh, but you have to give up your freedom, of course, don't you? Yeah, you have to accept the terms and conditions of being in a prison, don't you? And that's why most people would prefer not to do that. So CBDCs, anyway, I consider them an existential danger. I'm glad to see Ron DeSantis showing a leadership over in Florida. Hope Donald Trump echoes him, and that we have real resistance to what is the undoubted growing momentum to remove cash from its throne as king. Thanks for listening.